Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting second. The left fielder, Jack Voigt. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Newfield. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom strikes out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voigt strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Ramirez picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Ramirez. Burnitz moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Loretta moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Voigt is 0 for 1 in the game. Voigt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Matheny moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Burnett's hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Newfield hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voit. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voit. Giles reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel bunts in front of the plate. Matheny fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Grissom moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Justice strikes out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive towards first. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burnetz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bryce Flory now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Grissom. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Grissom steals second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Newfield strikes out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops it up and throws to first, with Flory covering, for the out. Ramirez moves to third. One out. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nilsson. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Houston pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Houston hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Houston moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houston moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett now catching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Grissom hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stinnett scoops up the ball and tags Grissom for the out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Burnett bunts towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. 1 out. Michael Jackson now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Williams steals second. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mark Loretta. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Tim Unroe pinch runs for Jesse Levis. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.